sa isang aklat na kinumpile noong 2008, galing sa isang conference, na yung title nito is The Power of God's Word and the Wonder of God. Si Paul Tripp, isang pastor and author of various books, address kung paano natin ginagamit ang ating mga pananalita, which determines daw kung sinong kaharian or kingdom ang ating nire-represent. Sa section na sinulat niya, The Kingdom of Self versus the Kingdom of God, ito yung naging katanungan ni Paul Tripp. He is going to sit with us and pull out yung voice recording of our personal conversation and talk ng mga previous months or weeks. Yung tanong niya, whose kingdom are you representing? Whose kingdom are we promoting? Are we promoting the kingdom of God kung saan ang bawat mananampalataya ay kabilang na dito? Or are we promoting the kingdom of our own self, where we promote our own agenda, our own will, and our own rights? Mga kaibigan, ang aklat na ating aralin this morning, which is an aklat ni James, will deal with the same problem and issues within the house and between the people of God inside the church, kung saan sinulat niya yung aklat nito. The author po ng aklat natin identify himself as James, the brother or half-brother of Jesus, and known as the leader and one of the pillar ng church ng Jerusalem. At first, James was skeptical sa identity and even sa ministry ni Jesus Christ, yet eventually, he became a believer after witnessing the resurrected Christ. May kita po natin na account nito affirmed in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 7, and even in the opening ng ating aklat na inaaral. He identified himself as James, the servant, the doulos of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he elevate si Jesus Christ and acknowledge that he is God in flesh. James addressed this letter to the suffering Christians, dominantly mga Jewish Christians, who left their own home, settled outside Israel, Palestine, because of the intense na persecution against them. Most probably, nag-start ito nung panahon ni Stephen nung pinaslang siya. Nakikita natin yan in Acts 7 to 8. James addressed them as 12 tribes in dispersion. At kasama sa persecution na ito na kinakaharap nila, Christians also facing poverty, which gave birth to social and ethical issues within the church, where factions, partiality, favoritism, abusive words thrown against one another, tearing one another, and even accusing God. And James, ginamit ito ni James and letter nito to address the pressing issues within the household of God. Sa umagang ito, tuturuan din niya tayo how we should face those persecutions of our own and respond rightly with it as redeemed people of God. Sa umagang ito, ito din yung titingnan natin in the midst of different issues that we face, we can respond rightly to it by listening and hearing the word of truth. The main point po natin sa umagang ito is this. A follower of Christ listens intently and obey God's word that leads them to reject sin and live a godly life. A follower of Christ listens intently and obeys God's word, that leads them to reject sin and live a godly life. I have divided po yung passage natin into two parts. Una, listen intently and obey God's word. And second point, reject sin and live a godly life. I encourage you to open your Bible with me kasi hindi ko po nilagay yung mga references na gagamitin natin sa umagang ito. So if you have your Bible with you, digital man, or yung physical copy of it, please have it open. Let's start with our first point. Listen intently and obey God's word. Let's read verse 19. Sabi po niya, know this, my beloved brothers, that every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Know this. Pinasimula ni James sa kanyang exhortation with the command, know this. Kung saan hinihikayat niya ang kanyang mga readers and even us to understand ang mga sumusunod niyang commands in light sa reality na ginawa sa kanila ng Diyos stated in verse 18. With the purpose na maintindihan nila, appreciate and respond appropriately ang mga karagdagang command sa kanyang ibibigay. Kung ating babalikan yung verse 18, makikita natin kung paano inilarawan ni James ang ginawa ng Diyos sa kanilang buhay. Ito ay ang pagbibigay ng bagong buhay o kapanganakan sa kanila through the word of truth. Ang theological term po dito na ginagamit ni James sa verse 18 is yung tinatawag natin na regeneration. Wherein, the sovereign God act in bringing spiritual life in the life of His redeemed. And James tells us that this work of birth, of new birth, or yung salvation ito na na-experience natin, is not according of our own will, sa ating kagustuhan. Neither according sa ating mga good works that God gave us yung new life na ito. Dahil sa katunayan po, according to Ephesians 2, 3 to 4, the Word of God describes us as dead in our trespasses and sin. Patay po tayo sa kasalanan. Ang isang patay na tao cannot respond and have no capacity to respond to God. We are called children of wrath. We are followers of the prince of this world and our own fleshly desires. And ang consequence po nito is death. Eternal separation with God. Tulad sa sinabi sa Ephesians 2 verse 4, without God's intervention, without Him acting first on our behalf, we will left dead. We will left into eternal damnation and eternal death. Kaya, kung titingnan natin ulit yung verse 18, sinabi niya, niloob niyang tayo maging anak niya sa pamamagitan ng salita ng katotohanan. And notice kung ano yung layunin or purpose ng Diyos or kung paano tayo din-describe ni James dyan in light of that redemptive work. Sabi niya, upang maging pangunahing higit sa lahat na kanyang nilikha. First fruit. The first fruit of all creation. And this is interesting, mga kapatid. This is an interesting truth because this will inform us and will add fuels hindi lang sa recipient ng letter na ito ng panahon but also to us who reads this today. Sabi ni James, they are the first fruit. And being a first fruit, nangangulugan po that we are set apart for God's service. In new creation. And as a new creation, we now represent God and reflect His redemptive work to all creation. Yeah, this is how Paul described himself in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Sinabi niya, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And in light of that reality, with that new life that we have in Christ, a life that has been brought forth by the word or the gospel, James readers must understand the following command in light of it. Friends, as people who have been brought forth by the word of truth, James wants us to rely on the word, which will help us grow in our sanctification. We will grow to become more like Christ. Yung command na binibigay ni James sa atin dito is where sanctification process starts. At titingnan po natin yung verse 19 again. Sabi niya, know this, my beloved brothers. Or in Greek, adelphos. Or could refer to both brothers and sisters. James could easily come and give them yung command na to. Follow this. Yet, hindi po niya ginawan yun. Just follow this. He can do that in light sa privilege na meron siya bilang half-brother ni Jesus and the leader of Jerusalem Church. Yet, James chooses to come to them and identify himself with his recipients. Sabi niya, my beloved brothers and sisters. He identified himself with them as their fellow servants. A fellow servant or doulos. A fellow partaker of the grace that they have received from God. He wants his suffering readers to view this command out of his own love, his own concern para sa kanila. Friends, there's a side application upon, no? When was the last time that you approach a brother or sister dito sa iglesia and expresses your, or encourage them, and expresses your love and concern para sa kanila? Every Sunday po, or within the week, we could simply go out and live our life on our own, as if we are unknown, detached sa community, without any concern to those whom God reconciled us sa atin, dito sa iglesia. We could easily do this every week, and every Sunday. Or James could easily do this. Di po ba? He could simply go on sa kanyang life without even caring for his suffering brothers and sisters. Yet, he dares to remind them through this letter. And guess what? He is also reminding us this morning that we should have that kind of love and concern to one another. Titingnan po natin, yan yung passage natin, sabi niya, let every person, this is a universal command, yet inclusive na command sa kanila. Universal dahil is referring to all, but inclusive dahil ang utos na ito ay para lang sa lahat ng mga Kristiyano, including us, Crossroads. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. It seems like yung focus ni James dito ay kung paano natin mas mapaglilingkuran ang bawat isa. Hindi po ba maganda ito? By being quick in hearing each other or each other's opinion, by being slow and gentle with our words, at hindi madaling nagagalit. These traits are good. Good for a true Christian. Though, that is good, ngunit hindi po ito ang nais na i-address si James dito. Rather, ang aim niya dito is to teach us, his readers, to be a better hearer and listener of God's Word. Friends, ito din po ang katotohanan. Ano? Now, before we can become a better hearer, a better listener ng bawat isa, we need to grow first in listening and hearing God's Word. Because that's the only time that we can learn how to hear a brother or a sister without being biased sa ating sarili. By looking at the Scripture, how we should treat them. You notice, James is giving us a command here. This means na hindi po ito optional para sa atin. Kasi yung sasabihin niya. He view this as a vital and necessary sa buhay ng isang tunay na mananampalataya. Let's look at yung mga commands niya ito, isa-isa. Sabi niya, quick to hear. Well, in our context, kung babasahin natin yung James 1, he's talking about hearing the word of the truth, which is yung Biblia, yung salita, yung gospel. James is actually telling us to hurry up and listen. He is calling us to be attentive with the intention to obey God's word and believe it. In their culture, yung hearing po or yung listening is very critical. Dahil ito ang pangunahing mode of sending and receiving information. They need to be attentive or to give their full attention to the one speaking. Dahil kung hindi po, it would mess up yung information na meron sila. Kung imaginein po natin, mga panahon na yon, if that person miss one thing or isang sentence, hindi na niya masyadong maiintindihan yung babae, if he would ask yung katabi niya, he would simply, right? if you just try to imagine. James wants us to be swift in our action to hear and intently hearing and understanding ang salita ng Diyos. Notice how Paul gives emphasis sa importansya ng salita ng Diyos sa batang pasto na si Timothy. In 2 Timothy 3:16, sabi niya, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Paul said, all scripture. Ganyan po yung emphasis niya dito. All scripture, not some scripture. Tulad po ni James, Paul wants us, even Jesus, God, and even the Holy Spirit is telling us right now that we need to give our life to this. Because with the same word that brought us into life is the same word that would sustain us, that would strengthen us, that would keep us into our daily battle against sin, and would transform us. This is the reason why bakit sa mga kinanta natin kanina, we can sing joyfully to God. This is the reason why we have the unity sa loob ng iglesia. Having one mind. In 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 2, notice kung paano ginamit ni Peter yung metaphor dito. Sabi niya, like newborn infants. Like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk, that by it, this is the purpose, you may grow up into salvation. You may grow up into salvation. Into salvation. For let us be like the young Samuel. When the Lord came calling him, ito yung naging sagot niya sa Panginoon in Samuel 3 verse 10. Sabi niya, speak for your servant hears. Speak, for your servant is listening. Mga kaibigan, how quick are we to hear the Word of God? How serious are we to study the Word of God? How attentive are we when we hear God's Word preach, teach, pray, and sing? And every Sunday, meron po tayong equipping class, katulad kanina. Or classes para sa mga youth and kids. At kung wala pa po kayong community groups na sinasalihan, please join one of the community groups na meron po o malapit po sa inyo. Friends, again, James wants us to receive this in view as a fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, meron siyang concern sa atin for our own soul. God's Word is His means to transform and to strengthen us, to give us hope, and to cling sa mga promises niya. By intently hearing and obeying the Word of truth, this results sa husunod niya ng mga commands, to the slowness to speak and anger. So tingnan po natin yung second niya na sinabi dito, slow to speak. Ang slow na sinasabi ni James dito indicates yung hesitation. It indicates delay. And to think, this command is a countercultural, hindi po ba? Sa time natin, mabilis po tayong magsalita. Or to post kung ano man yung mga nararamdaman natin. And even in his time, sa panahon ni James, this is a countercultural. Kasi public speaking is greatly valued during his time. A platform kung saan they can learn and they can teach. But here James is saying, be slow. Hold your tongue. Listen first to God's Word. James will pick up po yung theme na ito in chapter 3 verse 1. But yung emphasis niya doon, is on that chapter is not that we should not speak or contradict yung sinabi ni Paul regarding sa pag-aspire ng mga men to the office of a pastor, but his aim there and even here is for us to give a careful thought, to be mindful, to be considerate in how we handle the word of truth and how we communicate it. And we should view it, yes, as a warning for men, but we should view it as well as an encouragement. He wants us to be a faithful Bible student first. Ganun din po sa atin bilang isang iglesia. Let's continue to be faithful students of the Bible. That calls us gently to be transformed to the image of our God. Mga kaibigan, what is our heart's posture when we come to God sa kanya salita? If we are reading His Word, do we grumble? Are we fast to speak our own thoughts regarding sa sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos? James is not telling us now we should not ask help, helpful questions. When we come in communion with our God sa kanyang salita, we can ask Him and the God, the Holy Spirit, to guide us. We can, but that does not go beyond to argue and give wrong meaning sa salita ng Diyos just to bend it on our own sinful desire. Another thing na sinabi niya dito, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Ang anger po dito means resentment, feeling of displeasure, a persistent ill, insult, or injury. O yung sinasabi natin na galit na tinatago natin, na walang nakakaalam, unless nasasabihin o ipakita po natin. And the object of this anger is God and His Word. Which we usually do this when we bump into God's Word na hindi natin gusto. Teachings that speaks against our sin, our wrong beliefs, our wrong practices that we haven't give up yet. Friends, are you angry to God dahil He is confronting you through His Word of your wrong relationships? A wrong relationship? Ang dami yan, wrong relationships. Yeah. Are you angry to a brother or sister who gently and lovingly confronts you with your vices? Friends, what makes you angry? What makes you angry to God? Ano ang mga karaniwang nagtitrigger ng galit mo? Isn't it because we did not get what we want? Hindi po ba dahil sa nasasagasaan ang ating mga Diyos-Diyosan? Consider yung wisdom po that comes from Proverbs 16 verse 32. Ang sabi po niya doon, whoever is slow to anger is better than a mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Be slow to anger. Now in verse 20, binigyan tayo ni James ng reason dito. Sabi niya sa verse 20, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Here, in verse 20, James gives us yung kanyang reason, yung reason ng kanyang command, to be slow to anger. And to be clear, he is not telling us not to be angry. Nor, sinasabi ni James sa atin, that anger itself is sin. We can read or we can see yung perfect example ni Jesus Christ in John 2 verse 32 that proves na yung anger is not inherently sinful. Though it's difficult for us because we are fallen people, but the scripture tells us that we can get angry. If that anger, let's be clear, if that anger is directed to what makes God mad. At alam po natin that a holy, loving, righteous God hates sin and sinners. Now again, in verse 20, James commands the dito para sa atin to be slow with this type of anger. Yung kind of anger na sinabi natin kanina sa taas. Anger to God. Because it does not serve yung kanyang kingdom. It does not serve the righteousness that God has called us and demands from His redeemed people. And alam ko po na dealing with anger is very difficult. If you are struggling with this, friends, I urge you first to repent sa ating Panginoon. And seek help from our matured brothers and sisters here sa iglesia. O marahil, you are right here, you are here now, at ikaw yung naging object ng anger ng tao na kasama mo sa trabaho, kasama mo sa bahay, o sa inyong mga kaibigan, to a point na nag-cause ito ng trauma sa inyo. Friends, sorry to hear that. But you can trust God who cares and invites us to place our trust to His good promises sa atin. And sinabi niya, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." And by doing that, we are giving your faith natin to His promises. James understood this clearly, for he witnessed this sa life na kanyang kapatid, to his Savior, Jesus Christ. Though Jesus received mocked, was beaten, been belittled by his own brothers, did not commit any sin. When he was beaten, abused, he did not retaliate. Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, endured not only our anger, but all our filthiness and rampant wickedness and all kinds of sin. Yet he did not sin, but lived a perfect life, earned for us the righteousness that we cannot earn for our own self. Paano ginawa to? He went to the cross, and on the cross he died the death that we deserve. He was buried, and on the third day was raised from the dead and ascended back to heaven. And those who would repent or repented from their sins will earn yung righteousness na ito that he earned for us his life. Kung intindihin po natin, mga ibig, this is the importance kung bakit humaba yung Panginoon. Because on our own, we can't live a righteous life. Christ lived it for us. So by believing in Him, He could impute yung righteousness na yan sa atin. Friends, if you are here today and do not have a relationship with Jesus, receive Him, receive His word that could save you. Repent from your sins and believe in Him. Which if you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, here's the things that we need to do. Tingnan po natin yung ating second point. Sabi niya, reject sin and live a godly life. In verse 21, sabi niya, therefore, put all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your life. Since James reminded them as well sa katotohanan na kanilang bagong buhay kay Kristo, this is the responsibility na nakaakibat nito. We will respond by hearing and humbling ourselves sa mga utos ng Panginoon. James commanded us to do two things. Sabi niya, makikita po natin dito, to put away, and yung second command niya, to receive. Put away what? Sabi niya, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness. To put away means to take off. To put aside or to remove. Sa New Testament, yung salita nito implies a deliberate or conscious na effort and intention or intentional action of removing what is no longer needed sa buhay natin ngayon bilang mga Kristiyano. To take off. Diba? Yung analogy po dito ay parang pagpapalit ng damit. I know na marami po sa atin dito ay exposed sa sports, o di kaya merong uniform sa trabaho, hindi po ba? Example, in sports, such as biking or yung sa may basketball, alam po natin na para maging komportable tayo at para pag-perform, para makapag-perform ng tama, we should change and appropriate clothing para sa sports natin nilalaro. Same thing sa trabaho. Hindi pwede na papasok ka na naka-biking o naka-basketball uniform ka, hindi po ba? In like manner, as redeemed children, yung clothing na yon are filthy. Our old selves, or yung James is telling us to remove those filthy clothes na meron po tayo. James put emphasis of putting off what already necessary o mga hindi necessary sa ating bagong buhay bilang mga anak ng Diyos. It means to strip off the pre-Christian lifestyle na meron po tayo. For example, si Paul used the imagery of stripping off or taking off ang works of darkness and putting on the armor of light, which is yung mga moral behavior, attitudes that is appropriate right now sa ating bagong buhay as beloved children of God. Kung titingnan po natin yung Romans 13 verse 12, sabi niya, "The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off or take off the work of darkness and put on," in contrary to that, "put on the armor of light." In Hebrews 12 verse 1, he uses this, ginamit naman ng author dito yung imagery of an athlete that runs the race. An athlete, sabi niya dito, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside," same emphasis of putting off, "every weight and sin which clings closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So ano-ano ang dapat nating i-take off? Bilang mananampalataya, James said that we should take off filthiness or moral impurities. Ito yung mga behaviors and attitudes or lifestyle that makes us unclean o marumi, that destroys us, that tarnishes yung testimony natin bilang mga Kristiyano. Medyo alam ko na we are all aware sa buhay natin bago tayo naging Kristiyano, hindi po ba? Kung gaano tayo karumi sa harapan ng isang banal at perpektong Diyos. Now, James' intention here, or intentionally use yung word na ito, yung word the filthiness, o mga maruruming kasalanan, to remind us how offensive, detestable, yung tipong naalala mo kung gaano kakasalanan o yung lifestyle na meron tayo noon. And we get yung feeling na parang naiinis tayo dahil sa mga kasalanan na yun. Now, James is encouraging us to actively remove, put it away, mortify it sa buhay natin. And we can only do this if we humble ourselves to God, hearing the word of truth, the gospel, exercising it sa mga buhay natin. Tulad sa halimbawa po nito, yung filthiness na sinabi dito is like in Colossians 3 verse 8. Sabi niya, "But now you must also rid yourself of such things as this." Yung anger, malice, slander, filthy languages from your lips. Paul calls us, and even these Colossian believers, to strip off or take off, remove filthy languages. Languages that are foul, evil, abusive, hurtful words, or filthy languages of all kinds. Ang katotohanan nito, both James and Paul gives the same charge po para sa atin for this ongoing battle sa atin bilang mga Kristiyano. And to think of, ilang abusive words ba ang nasabi natin sa ating mga anak, sa ating asawa at trabaho, that dishonor Christ name dahil sa atin. Friends, ito din po ang tunay na itsura ng kasalanan. Marumi. Kahit na sabihin natin na cool pa siyang pakinggan, yung kasalanan na yan, any kinds of sinful ways na meron tayo, o nakakatawa sa minsan dahil sa sinasabi natin, but bilang mga binago sa habag ng Diyos, we should not be identified by it or with it. Pangalawa, sinabi niya, not only the filthiness, but yung sinabi niya dito, yung abundant or yung rampant wickedness. In other translations, sabi nila, abundant and excessive wickedness. Which gives you idea, or yung focus ng command ni James dito, is to warn believers na ang paglaban po sa kasalanan or yung warn natin of act of putting off yung sin ito involves a continuous fight again sa kalaban that has many forms. It gives us yung idea na after you knock down yung isang kasalanan, it will attack again in another form or in another disguise. So isa pong magandang paalala ito sa atin, mga kaibigan. Now, as we fight yung kasalanan nito, yung mga attacks ng mga kaaway natin, we should see the importance of involving our lives sa isang community, sa isang iglesia. Friends, God did not save us and leave us to a camp, yung sa isang camp na we are alone. But instead, He has placed us into a kingdom, into His church, with His people, whom we can link arms and fight again sa mga kasalanan at sa mga ginagawa ng ating kaaway. God saved us and placed us into a community to corporately fight and kill sin, to point out yung mga kasalanan na to na hindi natin nakikita. Dito po sa Dubai, sa mga kasalanan to would come into a disguise of shopping barrage, excessive loans, material things, life that is detached sa buhay ng iglesia o sa salita ng Diyos. And we might think na, it's just okay. Friends, don't buy sa mga lies na yan ng ating kaaway. Those things ay hindi po ang top priority ng buhay ng isang Kristiyano. Our top priority is to soak our life sa salita niya, to humble ourselves sa salita niya, and to be involved sa kanyang community, sa iglesia. That's our top priority. So how can we arm ourselves to be aware or conscious of the attack of our enemy? James gives us yung example or tangible example here. Sabi niya, which is the second command na binigay niya dito sa verse 21. Sabi niya, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. Receive with meekness. Humbling ourselves, or humbly receive the word of truth or the gospel. Why? In a humble way. Because by nature, we don't want to submit or we don't want to recognize the authority of God's word sa buhay natin. But here, James is telling us, again, and even sa mga audience niya, yung katotohanan na to, natanggapin natin ang grasya ng Diyos, yung implanted word na ito, yung gospel. So, ang command niya dito is to allow ourselves, or to allow the gospel as having a renewed heart to influence ang bawat aspect ng buhay natin. By being receptive to the work of God's Word sa ating puso through the power of the Holy Spirit. Kabigan, ito po ang natural, the nature ng isang tunay na niligtas ng Diyos. Ang tunay na niligtas ng Diyos demonstrate or gives proof that the Word that transformed us or saved us is also transforming us. And we can do this by humbly accepting the Word and its authority to guide our life and our practice. God has promised from the Old Testament, in Jeremiah, binasa kanina ni Pastor Jovan, that He will put yung word nito, His law, in the heart of His people. And we can only receive and let that word flourish sa mga buhay, cultivate sa mga buhay natin if we humble yung mga sarili natin sa salita ng Panginoon. It can only sanctify us, grow us into the image of Christ if we put our own, our effort relying sa salita niya at sa kanyang banal na espiritu to change us from inside out. If we will do that, if we soak ourselves in the Word of God or the Word of Truth, yung Gospel, it will saturate our minds, our mind. And ang effect po nito is a fruitful life. A fruitful life. Yung sinabi niya dito, which is able to save your soul. Remember that He is writing to the believers already. But if you are here and you are not yet in Christ, friends, this word that transformed yung buhay ng mga kapatid ninyo, yung mga kilala ninyo that is already in Christ can happen to you as well. It can save you from the coming wrath on the day of Christ's return. And if you are here, friends, this is a good reminder po sa atin that as we continue to persevere the fight of faith, we can cling to His Word that could sustain us sa daily battles natin. We could cling to His Word to grow us and transform us mga buhay natin. We can do that by reading His Word, by being with His community, by listening to His Word, to His voice, through the means of mga grace na binibigay sa atin, the community groups, to teachings, preaching, by speaking in truth to one another. It refers to our victorious anticipation sa pagbabalik ni Kristo, where sin and Satan cannot harm us anymore. We should fix our eyes on that. This is the assurance that we have in Christ. Nakikita po natin kanina in verse 18, He mentioned that our regeneration is through the Word. It is through the Word that God will sanctify us. It is through the Word that God will one day glorify us. That is the anticipation ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. We should let us fix our eyes on that. It reminds us that the work of salvation from beginning to end is the work of God through the means of Christ and His Word and through the means sa kanya na tao as we continue to grow in our salvation. This is a good reminder that comes from Paul sa Romans 8:30, for the assurance that we have in Christ. Sabi niya sa Romans 8:30, "And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified is also glorified." But that's the firm assurance that we have in Christ, that we have in His Word. And we can only do this if we continue to persevere. And God has changed us already, yung heart natin. We would have kind of hunger to grow in His Word. This is a sweet reminder po sa atin, mga kaibigan, that the God who called us is the one who will sustain us sa ating buhay until He will take us home or on the day of His return. A true follower of Christ listens intently and obey God's word that leads them to reject sin and live a godly life. Manalangin po tayo. O Diyos, marami salamat po for Your word, for Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that saved us. Lord, as we continue to submit and to rely on the grace that You have provided on us for our growth, for our sanctification, we pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to persevere and to strengthen us to persevere until the day of Your return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.